Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I am your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? We're back for another one.
We are here with you, 198.
Episode 198. This is number 10 in our 13 thankful meditations.
Yep. So we are already at number 10. We only got a few more to go. And if you're just joining us or if you're new to the podcast, we're in the middle of a series. You can go back to the beginning and listen if you want to. We're just taking some quotes from very well-respected, well-known, old church leaders, theologians, writers, preachers, and we're just kind of meditating on these quotes about thankfulness and gratitude. So Steph and I are just trying to grow our, for 2025, we just decided to start to grow our gratitude and our thankfulness, and we thought this would be a cool way to do it. So we're just taking the quotes and talking on them, chewing on them, meditating on them, which is something you can do while you're listening and after the fact, and we'll throw the quote on social media. You can grab it from there as well. Or you can just take a pencil and pen, write these things down as they come out, and think on them yourself, right? And hopefully you can grow your thankfulness and gratitude.
Yes.
So that's all we're doing. So we're rolling into a new one today. Mm-hmm. This is the only person on our whole list, I believe, who is a repeat.
Nope.
We're going to repeat G.K. Chesterton, too. But there's only two. So this will be the first repeat so far.
Yes.
This is from William Law, a Church of England priest, born in the late 1600s. And so most of his writings and work and preachings and teachings happen in the early 1700s. So this right here is old. What we're
just
about to read is
crazy to think about.
Old.
Yeah.
And pretty good. Kind of deep, kind of written a little funky. The one we're about to read, and kind of long. The longer ones are harder on the podcast because you're listening to this. You're not seeing it. So it's kind of a little harder. So what Steph and I'll do, Steph will read it, and then we'll just kind of break it down piece by piece and kind of literally real life, live, right now, meditate on it.
Yes.
Right? Talk on it.
Literally.
Chew on it. Whatever. All right, let's do it, Steph.
Here's the quote. Receive every day as a resurrection from death, as a new enjoyment of life. Meet every rising sun with such sentiments of God's goodness, as if you had seen it, in all things new created upon your account, and under the sense of so great a blessing, let your joyful heart praise and magnify so good and glorious a creator. By William Law.
It's kind of wordy. But this is a different perspective on everything we've read so far. So all the rest of the quotes, this one is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start off. Yeah, it's got a lot of imagery to it. It makes you just kind of pause when you read it and go, how do I got to picture this. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I saw it. So let's just kind of break it down piece by piece. And whatever pieces we get to, we get to. And whatever we don't. And you can meditate on it your own. So receive every day as a resurrection from death, as a new enjoyment of life.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that means, all right, I'm going to start every day with this idea that it's a new day, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of Scripture. His mercies are new every morning, right? That the sun comes up new. It's a brand new day every single day. So no matter what happened yesterday or where we were yesterday or whatever, it's a new life. And there's new things to enjoy. Now, he says, receive every day as a resurrection from death. So it's sort of like yesterday died, right? And now there's new life today.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a really good way for us as Christians to see this. And so each day is a new day that we are alive in Jesus, no longer dead in our trespasses and sins, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like what he makes me think, and it may just be the time of the calendar, but the way he words this makes me think of every single day. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, right?
Hmm.
Resurrected to life.
That's cool.
Like back from the dead, come back to life. That's this new day. And I want to see things as an enjoyment from that perspective.
Yeah.
That's big for me. Because I'm somebody who constantly, maybe, and I know you are too, Steph, because we talk about stuff like this all the time. I'm constantly somebody who drags the drama and the problems from yesterday.
I know you, Stephanie.
I drag that into the new day.
He ain't lying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I drag that crap into the new day, man. I will
overthink it.
I will think it to death. I will think it so much that I end up dreaming about it in some way.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then I wake up the next day and I drag that same crap into the new day. You know what's funny, though, is I don't do that with the good holy things.
Oh, my gosh, right.
I don't do it with that. So if I have the greatest day ever today, or if I notice some things that were just transformational, just like, man, God's good. You know what I mean?
That
thankfulness. Man, this was awesome. Oh, my gosh, what an opportunity. I don't drag those into the next day. It's the things that were annoying or hurt my feelings.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Right?
Naturally, your brain's like that, yeah.
It's kind of like the death stuff.
Yeah.
I'll drag that stuff into the new day. And if what he's saying is we should think of each day as like this, all that's dead and gone, and it's Easter Sunday, the tomb is opened up, we have new life.
Yeah.
And we're going to walk into the next day with this, every day is like this. There's new life today, and I can enjoy all of this.
Yeah.
He says, as a new enjoyment of life.
Yeah, we're like, alive in Christ.
So each day I'm waking up with this, like, joy to be alive.
Right? Yeah.
Starting, and that's pretty, I don't know if this is where he's going with it. I don't know, right? He's dead, so we can't ask him. But, That would be quite different. That would lead to gratitude in my life if each day it was like today is brand new,
mm-hmm.
and I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to survive it. I don't want to just get through it.
That's
the
key word.
I want to enjoy it. Right?
You don't want to just survive.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to just survive it. So you wake up with the day, and everybody wakes up going, all right, here's what I got to do today. Here's what I got to do today.
Everyone, yeah.
And there's a lot of, for me, I mean, I'm guessing, I don't know, maybe there's some people out there just figured this out, but for me, there's a lot of dread. It was like, all right, I got to, so almost all of my days start with, all right, got to get up early, got to get the kids at the house, and I got to drop Madeline off at school, and then what's on my work calendar? I'm pulling up the calendar. What's on the calendar? And then also I'm going, all right, and then after work, we got this tonight, we got this ball practice, we got this church meeting, we've got whatever it is, right? And so I'm just naturally going through it, dreading it, even though those things aren't really dreadable things, right?
Right.
Like, does that make sense? Like today.
It does make sense.
Today I walked in today, I was like, oh, I got this on the counter, I got this on the counter, all right. And then I got to go to ball practice, right? And then I got to go record podcasts with Stephanie, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm dreading them.
Yeah,
even though they're not,
they're good things, but you're just dreading
things,
it.
Right,
yeah.
I'm just dreading them.
I totally get that.
Because what I'm doing is just surviving the day.
Yeah.
Just surviving the day, right? And what he's talking about is each day is this brand new day. All the dead, all the bad's dead and gone. Brand new life. And I want to start off the day with, how can I enjoy today?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Instead of survive it. That would be a game changer. If we got through the day, and at the end of the day, we were like, I didn't survive today. I enjoyed today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just taking a deep breath. I delighted in today.
I mean, that's different.
Excuse me.
That's different. You know, the only times, this is funny. You know, the only times I feel like that is when I'm on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
So 2 weeks ago or so, me and Valerie went to Florida without the kids, right? Just us.
Yeah.
During the work week part, it was actually a mistake. We were supposed to go to a conference, a church planning conference that we go to every year.
Mm-hmm.
And Valerie, when she booked it, she was looking at so she booked it months and months and months ago. When she booked everything, she was looking at last year's calendar, not this year's calendar.
It'd be like
so. So when we figured it out, she couldn't rearrange it, couldn't get money back, and we couldn't get the tickets to the conference because it was sold out. And so she comes to me and she's like, I screwed this up. What do you want to do? You know, she was like, we're going to lose money. I was like, you know, no, we'll just go anyway. Right. And so it was like a forced vacation accidentally.
Y'all needed that.
Right?
Yeah.
That was awesome. And so what's funny is on that vacation, and I don't tend to vacation good, but on that vacation, I was ending certain days going, man, I enjoyed today. Right.
Oh, that's cool.
But we can do that with regular days.
Yeah.
It didn't have to be because we're on vacation. Right. We can end our days being just enjoyment. I think that's his thought. That's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that, like last episode, contentment. If we're content with the day, and we are trying to enjoy the day, that would not produce gratitude and thankfulness in our lives. Of course it would, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm telling you, on that trip, I noticed we're tore up.
We are coughing tonight.
On that trip, I noticed that I was enjoying the day, and it made me immediately be thankful, mm-hmm. right? That's a pretty cool thing. I didn't know we were going to go there with it, but that's pretty good.
I know.
So then he says, meet every rising sun with such sentiments of God's goodness as if you had seen it. Let's just stop there.
That's cool.
Meet every rising sun. So once again, an allusion to every new day, right? Meet every rising sun means the beginning of the morning.
Key word, also rising. Right. There's right. another sense of something's coming up.
Something comes up, right? Yep. Something new. Meet every day with such sentiments of God's goodness. In other words, once again, I'm going to see every day as God is good.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up today. God is good. And I'm trying to kind of get that. And he goes, as if you had seen it. So it's like you saw the fact that God is good, not mm-hmm. like you thought it or you tell yourself it is. It's almost, he's saying, go into each new day feeling and knowing that God's good, like you had seen his goodness in action. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you had seen it. Not just it might be there, but you were certain that it is, mm-hmm. right? So that's a game changer too. You walk into the day going, God is good and I know it. I know it. So I want to try to see these things in life today as God being good.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And you see it all around you if you pause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, and all things new created upon your account. Say what you said earlier about that. This whole idea of the whole new upon created upon your account made you think of something earlier.
It made me think about like how it's like we should take it personal every single day that he did this for us.
See, that's interesting too, because we have this, at least I do. As humans, we have this thing where we just sort of don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. It's just life. Everybody's waking up in the morning. Everybody's doing this. It's just part of life. Mm-hmm. And what you were saying is like it's personal. Like God made the sun come up for you. You've seen his goodness, mm-hmm. right? Not just in general, but specifically for you, right? And like it's all towards your account.
Yeah.
It's all for you. That's a big thought.
Yeah.
And that would change a lot too. Like that's got to create some gratitude and thankfulness if you are walking around going, God made this for me.
Yeah, right? And not like a selfish way, but it makes you really, really reflect on how much he loves you. Like he's doing it for you.
I think of my children with this sometimes because my kids will, like, they all have mainly the same favorite dinners, right? For the most part. And so, so the kids love and Valerie loves it when I make chicken enchiladas, right? That's their go-to.
That's their go-to,
chicken enchiladas. And it's just funny that I make it because I'm about as white as you can get. But we found this recipe years ago, mm-hmm. and I started making it, and they love it, and that's the go-to. And so they will ask us sometimes, individually together, they'll be like, Dad, can you make chicken enchiladas? Or Valerie will send me a message, can you make chicken enchiladas tonight? And I'll be like, sure. And when I give it to them, when I hand them their plates, they'll be like, oh gosh, Dad, thank you.
Oh, and that's sweet.
It's like I made it for them, mm-hmm. right? When I didn't, I just made it for the family. You know what I mean? But it's like this individual, oh my gosh, this is my favorite. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's just like Dad made this for me. When Dad made it, yes, he did make it
for
you.
That's a cool example.
But he made it for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's a way to, like you were saying, like take it personal. Mm-hmm. That God made that sun come up for you. He's got a day for you. He's created this for you. There's good things for you. Right? And of course, he's done it for everybody else individually. And what you know what's cool is God is cool enough and big enough and grand enough to do it for everybody and to collectively and individually at the same time.
Totally.
Have you ever seen
this? That's so cool.
There is this quote that we have used multiple times over the years. I cannot remember it. I'm going to butcher it right now.
That's fine.
But it was this idea of, it's talking about God in creating. Mm-hmm. And it's this thought that maybe God, it's this idea of monotony. Mm-hmm. And it's like maybe God is strong enough to exist in monotony. Like, for example, we think that life is this monotonous thing that happens over and over and over again. And what they said was, maybe it is the fact that God has never gotten tired of making the sun come up every morning. It's not that he just does it and put it into place, but maybe he's never got tired of making it, so each one is brand new. And they talk about it. They say it in relation to this flower or something, like
a daisy,
something like that. Did you find it?
Yeah, it's G.K. Chesterton.
It is. He's so good. I've used this a bunch of times. What'd you find?
Do you want to read it? It's long.
Yeah, let me see it. Let me see it.
You can take my phone.
Yeah, it's a very long thing.
That sounds right to me.
Oh yeah, this is it. I'm so good. Good job, Stephanie. I've used this so many times. And so we got an extra quote to meditate on now. Because children have abounding vitality. He's talking about kids. Because they are in spirit fierce and free, therefore they want things repeated and unchanged. They always say, do it again. And the grown-up person does it again until they're nearly dead. So think about a little kid coming up to you and be like, wanting you to throw them up in the air.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, do it again. And you're just like, okay. And they just keep on doing it. They really like those things repeated over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The grown-up person does it until they're nearly dead. For grown-up people are not strong enough to exult in monotony. But perhaps God is. Perhaps he's strong enough to function in monotony. It is possible that God says every morning, do it again to the sun, and every evening, do it again to the moon. It may not be automatic necessity that makes all daisies alike. It may be the fact that God makes every daisy separately, but he's never got tired of making them.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It may be that he has the eternal appetite of infancy, of being like a child.
Wow.
For we have sinned and grown old, but our Father is younger than we are. That is profound.
That is right? So profound.
That's G.K. Chesterton right there. He's our one for next week or 2 weeks from now or something. Anyway, this idea that maybe God does, maybe it's not he set the sun into motion one time and now it's this repetitive thing that happens. Maybe he just does it every single day, right? And mm-hmm. he's never gotten tired of doing it. And so every single day, it's not that the sun comes up in the morning and that's just life. It's that God brings the sun up every morning for you.
That's so cool.
That's a good way. That really personifies what he's trying to say in this text, to see things like that and to, like you said, make it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last part of it, he says, and under the sense so great a blessing, let your joyful heart praise and magnify so good a glorious and creator. And so now it is, wake up every day, it's brand new, it's new life. God is making the sun and all these good things come up for me personally. Mm-hmm. And that's going to create so much joy in me that I'm going to turn around and give him praise. I'm going to show my gratitude and my thankfulness to him. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. A different way to see each day. The key part of this whole thing we hadn't talked about, the key part is that very first word, receive every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only receive gifts, right? You have to receive something. A gift is like somebody can give you a gift, but you have to actually receive it. And so God can give us a gift of every single morning, every single day. And I do believe he does this. He gives us a gift of life every day, right? But we have to receive it as a gift. Not just survive it. It's got to be something we receive. So tomorrow when we all wake up, Steph and I are going to try not to drag the dead from yesterday into today.
Ain't it?
Right, into tomorrow. Yeah. Right. So we're going to try not to drag the dead from today into tomorrow and open our eyes and kind of get resettled on not just let me just look at my calendar, figure out what I got, survive the day, but it's going to be God made that sun come up for me. God made that, you know, that tree for me, that flower for me, right? Especially right now because we're walking into springtime, stuff's starting to get a little green. The daffodils are popping up everywhere.
They are beautiful.
In our culture, by the way, everybody calls them buttercups. They're not buttercups. They're daffodils. Buttercup's a different flower. But if you say that to the wrong people around here, they'll get to fighting about it, right?
No,
they tell
truly.
Them things, buttercup. Those daffodils are popping up. God made that for me. That squirrel that jumped around and I saw bouncing around today, right, in the tree. And I had stopped and looked at it because he was acting so stupid. God made that for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not surviving the day. I'm trying to enjoy it, and that should make me turn into God, you're good, and I thank you, and I'm grateful. So that's the plan. That's the goal for tomorrow, is to put this in practice by seeing tomorrow as a brand new life that God has, and make it personal, like you said, that God has given just to me, and I want to give him praise and honor and be thankful for it, right? And enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow, the goal is to enjoy the day, not to survive the day. Enjoy the day. And that's kind of like what we talked about last week, that you can handle anything that comes along if your idea is to enjoy the day instead of survive it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think this is a big deal for people that feel like they've always just been in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
This quote will change their life.
I agree.
In this meditation.
And there's a lot of people that are listening, and you probably are that. You go through seasons of, I'm in survival mode. I'm just surviving. You don't have to just survive.
Mm-mm.
When me and Valerie first went into ministry, I was at a school for at-risk boys. Valerie worked there too. And then when that school closed abruptly on Easter Sunday, we both found out we were losing our jobs on Easter Sunday. Within several months, I had taken a new position as a youth pastor at a church. And when I had to go through all the process in that denomination of licensing and ordination and all that stuff, they made us go through a class with other pastors' wives and families. And the name of the class was Thrive, Not Survive. Like, we want you, and they were trying to help new pastor families thrive in this thing, not just survive it. And I've never forgotten that. And then years ago, Valerie gave me a book by Jimmy Dodd that is called Survive or Thrive, The 6 Relationships Every Pastor Needs. So that thought has popped up a lot in my life of, we're supposed to thrive in this thing, not just survive it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't thrive in it if you don't enjoy it. So you got to enjoy to be able to actually thrive. So that's our goal tomorrow is to, hey, and by the way, we forgot all about this. Oh, I'm wrapping up the episode now. We forgot all about this, that we have 2 more episodes until our 200th. So we got to get on next episode. We got to get on the giveaway.
Yep.
Yeah, we forgot. We teased it like 10 episodes ago, but I forgot about it. So,
you know, what's funny is, Brittany, if you're listening, I'm bringing you up. she brought that up recently. She goes, have y'all talked about the giveaway again? I was like, actually, we haven't.
I had somebody do it too. Like a week or two ago, somebody said, when y'all going, I want those books. When y'all going to talk about it again? I was like, oh, we will in the next episode. I forgot all about it. So next episode, whoops. 199, I'm going to make a note right now that we need to talk about the giveaway. And figure all that out. So we need to figure out exactly which books were given away so we can say it, and then how you can go about winning them to celebrate 200 episodes. You know what's cool is 90-some of all podcasts that have ever been recorded, 90-some percent of them never reach 200 episodes. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So, I guess it's that motivation, too.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, right? It is hard to do.
It's hard to execute this thing. I mean, every single week, right? And be consistent with it. It's hard to do. And by the way, if we were doing this just to have a podcast, we would never have gotten here.
No.
To 200 episodes. The only reason we've gotten to 200 episodes is because this is really just helping me and Stephanie's own personal walk with Jesus and some therapy, right? And then we just throw it out there and hope other people listen to it, right?
Yeah, and you've had some great people before, you know?
Same thing.
Like Chloe and all of them, yeah.
The end goal and the end.
It's the same goal.
Same thing. The end goal and the end is not likes and listens.
Right, it's not.
That's not it, right? The end goal is really, and this is why we started the podcast, is really because I wanted some place to be able to talk through things that weren't sermons.
That's cool.
And that's where it happened at. Mm-hmm. And then that was the reason we started. The reason it has continued is because this helps me.
Yeah.
Like, it helps me deeply. As a Christ follower, as a person, as a father, a husband, this right here helps me. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
It helps my soul.
Agreed.
And that's the reason why we make it a priority, right? not for listens and likes and shares. That's just extra. That's just gravy, right?
Yeah.
The fact that there's people actually listening to this is gravy for me. So that's why it's continued. If it was based on it's got to continue because it's successful or whatever, that's not good enough motivation.
No, it's not.
And I think that goes back to this quote, accidentally,
yeah.
Accidentally goes back to this quote, that just surviving the day is not a good enough motivation.
Mm-mm.
That's not good enough motivation. The motivation has to be for something deeper, something grander, that a greater love is what's going to motivate us, not let's just get through the day, right? So anyway, tomorrow's homework for tomorrow. Enjoy the day. Don't survive it, but enjoy it. That's what we get from Mr. William Law.
Yeah, and know that God did this for you.
Did this for you. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. I love this episode already.
Let's me and you see if we can go into tomorrow, which is going to happen pretty soon. It's already like 8:30 at night. Let's see if me and you can go in tomorrow and not drag the crap from today into tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because that's my tendency, man.
Yeah. I still got to cook.
Me too.
My husband's probably in there. He's sitting in Adam's office, Pastor Adam's office, and he's probably like, I'm hungry.
He's so patient, though. He's the most patient person I've ever met in my life.
He is.
He will never say nothing. He just sit there. If me and you sat in here till 10 o'clock, Jonathan would still be sitting there. Just chill.
Just chilling.
Just chilling. But now his work starts. So Jonathan's now going to take all this and make it actually happen online.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's get off here. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. But thank you all for joining us again.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
It's an
honor. Thank you for listening to our ramblings and all those things. It is an honor. You're correct. You're correct. We'll see you next week, and we'll give some giveaway information.
Yes. So, see y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.